And with what it says in this morning's newspapers, here's Ronan Kelly.
If you turn to the main piece on page 23 of the Irish Independent, there's a pretty good chance you won't be able to read it. That is, unless you're from Ukraine. It's an editorial written in Ukrainian, praising the Ukrainian resistance to the Russian invasion and marking the time of year when Christmas is celebrated in Ukraine. The editorial finishes with the words, Nolik Honadiv, Vesahola Rizdva. There's a pictorial representation of that Ukrainian resistance in the Irish Examiner, where residents in the east of the country are shown receiving handouts of sheets of plastic film, which they're using to cover their broken windows. The Irish Times has a Ukraine-related story from Dublin, where politicians in Drimna have criticised protests outside a local school, part of which was used to house Ukrainian refugees over Christmas. The refugees were only due to stay a week and left before the school reopened. TD Breed Smith said the protests were prompted by misinformation on social media about the refugees. The hospital's crisis is still making all the papers. The Examiner gives over almost one full page to various stories on the overcrowding, while a columnist in the Irish Times is focusing on the politicians. History professor Diarmaid Ferriter is going through past comments on the annual health crisis. He recalls Mary Harney saying in 2005 that being on a hospital trolley can be a pleasant experience. In 2015, the Minister for Health said that heads will roll if the situation didn't improve, and that Minister for Health was Leo Varadkar. The Irish Daily Mirror, like several of the other papers, goes big on the latest from the row in the British royal family. While the more dramatic claims in Harry's new book are given headlines, like the fact that he claimed he'd taken drugs and that as a teenager he'd had a tryst with an older woman behind a busy pub, it's the more low-key moments and comments that make engaging reading. For example, in the Irish Daily Mail, he describes being told as a child by his father that his mother had died and then been given a pat on the knee and left to wander the corridors on his own in a big castle. He then reveals how his father, King Charles, still has a soft toy from his own childhood. He also writes how his father asked himself and his brother not to row because they'd make his final years a misery. And there are a couple of beef stories in the Mail. It reports that the Chinese have lifted a ban on Irish beef. And the paper also says that Brooklyn Beckham has turned to Instagram cooking videos. One commentator was so unimpressed at how rare the beef was that he cooked that he wrote, "A good vet could bring that back to life."